Direct from the Broski Nation headquarters in Los Angeles, California, this is the Broski Report with your host, Brittany Broski.
Hey guys, and welcome back to another episode of What Are We Talking About? Welcome back to another episode of What the Fuck Are We Doing? Welcome back to another episode of You're a Little Too Drunk. We've ordered you an Uber. Look at me. Your Uber is outside. You're just a little too drunk. No. I'm not mad at you. Just maybe mix in a water. Your Uber's outside. Text me when you get home. Welcome back to another episode of that. Guys, okay, two things really quickly. One, my hair is so greasy. Just please don't say anything. Like, it's been a rough week. Like, my hair is just greasy, and that's just kind of how it's going to be. Because sometimes you have greasy hair. Sometimes your scalp makes oil. And sometimes you could cook a small cronut, a croissant donut, in your hair grease. And maybe that's just my energy for right now. And you need to just get over it. Oh, clean girl asked that. If you could smell the odor emanating from me right now, it's been a while. Okay. Number two, I took an edible. Took an edible at fucking hour and a, it's 12:13 a.m. It's midnight. Sometimes I think I'm on a different TV show, and I think that like there's a like The Office camera. I think there's a camera like that, but I'm Steve Carell. Like if you were to look through the camera, it wouldn't be me sitting here. It'd be Steve Carell. I feel like Steve Carell. I would love to talk to Steve Carell about just the ups and downs of life. And if true love is viable and tangible, and if true love does not exist without compromise, I'd like to ask Steve Carell that, see what he has to say. Steve Carell, I know you're a longtime supporter of the podcast. If you could just reach out, would love to have a conversation with you. We could drill another hole in the table, feed a mic wire through it. We could get you on the show. What the fuck was I talking about? It's 12:18 a.m. I took an edible at 10:18 p.m. It's 12:14 a.m. It's been 2 hours. I took 10 milligrams. My blue raspberry gummy, okay, dries out my whole fucking mouth because my whole body cotton mouth. My insides have cotton mouth. It isn't limited to just like my throat up. It dries. My eyes are fucking dry. I'm like, I keep blinking. It doesn't work. Okay, that's it. I'm having a rough week. Okay, we've got greasy hair. I've got like a pimple forming on my butt that I don't know why. And it's one of those painful ones. It's like, oh, my abscess. We've got abscesses. You know that Pawn Star? Ew, this is so millennial. I'm not a millennial. I'm Gen Alpha. I'm 15 in my brain. I'm not millennial. Oh, there's food stains on my shirt. Sick. Okay. I understand if you have to put this in 2X. Like, trust me, I understand, but we have a lot to get through. My brain's working at about 32% capacity right now. 32% efficiency is what we're rocking with. The fuck was I talking about? I don't remember. Oh, took 10 milligram edible. All right, we're going to move on. I don't know what I was talking about. This is going to be a problem. Okay, if I have to stop the episode in about 30 minutes to go order Taco Bell, you just have to let me because I might die if I don't. Okay, first and foremost, we need to get this shit out of the fucking way. Okay, we need to talk about Sleep Token. We need to talk about Sleep Token. And if you're driving right now, again, remember, driving, hands off the wheel, eyes closed. That's how you listen to the Broski Report. Do never drive with your hands on the wheel. Never look ahead of you and in your side view mirrors. Never check your blind spot. Assert dominance by not checking your blind spot when you're driving on the highway. You want to merge lanes? Merge. Merge Mansion. Put that up here. You want to merge on the highway? Merge Mansion featuring Pedro Pascal. Pedrito. See, I've got cotton mouth. José Pedro Balmaceda Pascal. Okay. When you're... What the... Sleep token. I'm going to start taking notes about what I'm talking about. Okay. Sleep Token is a band. Go ahead and throw up a... I'm actually embarrassed. Go ahead and throw up a picture right here of Sleep Token. Sleep Token is a band and they're British. And they are described as... Sleep Token. Pull up the Wikipedia, coward. Sleep Token are a British rock band from London. Oh my God, my stomach is fluttering. Formed in 2016. The group are an anonymous masked collective. Marry that girl, no matter what you say. That's how I feel about masked collective. That song is so fucking stupid. Marry that girl, no matter what you say. Hold on, how does it start? Why you gotta be so rude? Jumped out of bed, put on my best suit. No, this isn't it. Oh, can I have your daughter for the rest of my life? Say yes, cause I need to know. Say you never get your blessing to the day I die. To vlog my friend, the answer's still no. Why you gonna be so... Holy shit, 2014. This song won an award. Juno Award for Single of the Year. Who the fuck is Juno? Who are these people? That song, and what's the other dumbass song I was ripping on the other day? And no, thank you. And no, thank you. Dumbass fucking music. Sleep Token. Sleep Token would never, ever pump out any of this bullshit. Sleep Token is the metal Hozier. And I will be the first person to look at you in your eyeballs and say, I don't give a fuck about metal. I love every genre of music, but it is something about metal. I don't respect it and I cannot get behind it. Okay? Like, how is it? I understand to a certain extent, like jazz, arrhythmic jazz. I get it. That's an art form, right? You're watching a master work. Free form, arrhythmic jazz. Work, right? It's like a fucking art piece. Metal, I guess you could argue the same thing, but it is just like the screaming and the no melody and just the drums, full fucking volume, like, this maximalist style of music, I just don't fuck with. And I have a problem. It took me a while to get into hyperpop because of the same thing. I was just like, there is so much going on. I can't even focus on one of the layers. But then that's kind of the point, because hyperpop is like, you just want to like, and it's going the whole time. Like, I'm into it. I get it. 100 Gex. I love 100 Gex. Okay. But I'm not like, I listen to metal and I'm like, literally, I'm like, turn this shit off. I don't know what you fucking kids. I don't know what you dumbass kids are. Real music was back in my day. That's how I feel when I listen to metal. Now, having said that, okay, I gave this band a chance because I was like, oh, they're masked. They wear masks. I have a mental problem. I have a mental lack somewhere. I'm lacking in the brain department that makes me this way. And I'm not really motivated to do anything about it. I'm motivated to keep pursuing the things I like that tickle and prod at that lacking part of my brain. Okay. So when y'all sent me a DM and said, hey, Supreme Leader, here's a band full of masked men. Jerked it. I freaked it. Oh, there's a band of masked men. Guess what? I'm freaking it. I took her to my penthouse and I just freaked it by myself. A band of masked men? They're British.
I took her to my penthouse and I jerked it. That's how I feel. What the fuck are we talking about? I just get really like, I get like, I'm in disbelief some of the bullshit I say. I have to take a moment and be like, what the fuck? You don't have to say that shit. Stop. Me pulling on my own arm like, stop, this isn't you. Look at me. And I'm like, I took her to my penthouse and I freaked out. Okay. What? What are we talking about? Sleep Token. Look at them. Okay. There is so much lore here. And they've been a band since 2016. Sleep Token. Progressive metal, alternative metal, post-metal, indie pop. They've been categorized under many different genres, including all the ones I just said. And it's true, like there's a mixture of, sometimes it'll just be him playing the piano. Oh my God, he's so hot. I don't want to talk about it actually. That's not, because like if you don't get it, I'm not going to sit here and try to explain it to you because I can't explain it. Okay, here, try to get into this. They like cover themselves completely in black and wear masks so that you don't focus on them. But they're playing these festivals. So you don't focus on them, you focus on the music. Like that's the whole thing, is like the lead singer's name is Vessel because he's a vessel of the music. And the rest of the band members are literally the Roman numerals 2, 3, and 4. Like it's a vessel 2, 3, and 4. So I get it artistically. That's why a lot of anonymous singers do that, is because they don't want you to focus on them. They want you to focus on the music. But inherently, I'm going to focus more on your identity because I want to know. Okay? So when I saw this image, and I was like, why does he look like that? Do they roll around in the fucking dirt beforehand? And I was like, no. Because they like cover their whole bodies in darkness, so they're just a vessel. And then these festivals put them out in the midday sun. Like their festival slot is at like 2 p.m. And so they go out there and they sweat all this makeup off. And then you get this picture. And then I take her to my penthouse and I freak it. Okay, so they play at 2 p.m. I look at this image. They sweat. I lick it up. I go to my penthouse and I freak it. That's kind of the schedule. So they sweat it all off. He's got these big fucking hands. And his smile. He'll smile sometimes. Oh my God. I just love it. I'm obsessed. But it's also here because before you bitches go, don't sexualize them. Okay, you should listen to their music. I do. I do listen to their music. I love their music. They're the metal Hozier. Their lyricism and production is something that I haven't heard in years. It is a completely new genre of music and I'm eating it up with a fork and knife. Also, I took him to my penthouse and I freaked it. I want to freak him. My hair is so greasy. Please don't look at me. I need to like not. Okay. Their whole thing, like I said, I guess is like they're anonymous. But of course, I literally feel 15 and also my feet are tingling. Oh, I have sweet tea back here. Why edibles? Why can't I just smoke a joint like normal people? The shit with my lungs freaks me out. So I take an edible and now I'm salivating like a grown St. Bernard. It took me so long to remember what that was called. In my head, it was Bernard from Santa Claus 3. I'm salivating like a fucking St. Bernard, but my whole body is dry. And I'm like, I don't want ice water. I want lukewarm sweet tea that's been sitting behind me. I don't even know how old this is. I stole this cup from Shrimp Basket. If anyone in the South knows where Shrimp Basket is. Let's get back into it. Sleep Token. So they're British and all the band members have, oh, this is what I was going to say. I feel 15 again. All the band members have like personalities because sometimes they'll yell into the crowd, but they're not supposed to talk. But they'll be like, get on your fucking feet. And I say, because you never hear him talk. I'm not joking. I feel like a Victorian man seeing ankle for the first time. Oh, fair maiden, dost thou lift thine dress to reveal thine ankle? That's me when I see his neck and his ear. Okay. So that's the lore. Is that they don't do interviews. They don't do meet and greets. They don't talk to fans at the show. They don't do bullshit. They're there to perform the music for you. And they call their concerts worship? Question mark. Hey, so that kind of makes me a little, what do you mean by that? So what do you mean by that? Are we worshiping him? Are we worshiping the music? Are we worshiping each other? Just tell me when to take my clothes off. Just tell me when I need to get naked. Me getting kicked out of a Sleep Token show because I'm naked. Well, I thought we were worshiping each other's bodies. Stupid. What the fuck are we talking about? Okay, here are my favorite songs. This is in order. I'm lying, it's not. This is not in order, but I'll rank them in my order. Okay, first and foremost, currently, because I'm like really, their album is called Take Me Back to Eden, which is like, it's so Hozier coded. Like his song From Eden and the sort of religious imagery, specifically the imagery surrounding like Eve and the exit from Eden. It's a lot of post-religious, ex-religious lyrics and themes and topics, which makes my penis rock hard. When I listen to that, it makes my penis hard, and I don't have a wiener. So currently my favorite song is off of this new album that just came out in May of this year, which is all, it's mainly all the songs I know. Take Me Back to Eden is the name of the album, and it's literally, I'm not gonna cry. This album is in the process of changing my life. Like, I don't care who knows it. I want to stand on a mountain peak and I want to scream it. This album is it is changing my life currently. And I have not felt this way in so fucking long, probably since Motomami. Like, I remember listening to Motomami and I was like, this album's going to change my life. And it did. I feel that way about this album, dude. It makes me like want to vomit. And then Hozier's album comes out August 8th. August 18th? Oh my God. Oh my God. And so apparently all of Hozier's album is based on the Dante's Inferno and the different circles of hell. 9 circles of hell? Are there 7 or 9? How many circles of hell are there in Dante's Inferno? 9. I'm so smart. This shit's crazy. The first circle, Limbo. The unbaptized and virtuous pagans, including Virgil, Homer, Horace, Ovid, Socrates, Plato, and Saladin. Why are philosophers in the first circle of hell? Why is Socrates in the first layer of hell? What did Socrates do to Dante? Is there tea? Socrates do to Dante? The shades that Dante singles out, such as Aristotle, Socrates, and Plato, lived by wisdom and thought, not religion, or at least not Dante's religion. Oh, so he was being... So for Dante, the punishments of hell are enforced retroactively, while the rewards of heaven are not. Why did the bear end like that? Is what I Googled. Why did the bear end like that? Well, because like, why did it? They locked his dumbass in that freezer and then it just ended? Like, what the fuck? Okay, what was I talking about? How many circles of hell? Oh, see, now I have tabs to keep my train of thought in order. So for when I Google shit, I have tabs. How's it only been 20 minutes? It feels like 6 hours. I fucking hate weed. Okay, the second layer of hell. Okay, the second circle of hell is blue raspberry gummies. This is my purgatory. What day is it? What fucking year is it? I've been sitting in this chair since I was born. I was born, I looked at my mom, and then I sat in this chair. Second circle, lust. Souls are blown about in a violent storm without hope of rest. The third circle, gluttony. The gluttons are forced to lie in vile, freezing slush. Fourth circle, prodigality. The spendthrift push great heavy weights together, crashing them. I feel like there are better descriptions of all the circles of hell. Oh, here we go. Okay. The circles are concentric, representing a gradual increase in wickedness and culminating at the center of the earth where Satan is held in bondage. Kinky. Each circle's sinners are punished in a fashion fitting their crimes. Each sinner is afflicted for all of eternity by the chief sin he committed. Mine would be horniness. Mine would be, I would just be edged for the rest of eternity. I couldn't freak it. Satan was like, you freaked it too much. We're on it. This is a strict no freak zone. Absolutely no freaking allowed in the pool. Don't run by the pool and do not freak it in the pool. First circle of hell, limbo. Here reside the unbaptized and the virtuous pagans who, though not sinful, did not accept Christ. They are not punished in an active sense, but rather grieve only their separation from God without hope of reconciliation. The people in here are Homer, Socrates, and Aristotle. Copy. The second circle. Those overcome by lust are punished in this circle. They are the first ones to be truly punished in hell. These souls are blown about to and fro by a violent storm without hope of rest. This symbolizes the power of lust to blow one about needlessly and aimlessly. Damn, that's so true. Listen, guys, if you're chasing peener and vagine, that's a bottomless pit, babe. You have to satiate your soul. You have to wet your lip with something a little more divine. Okay? Like, we're still looking for it. I'll get back to you when we find it. There is quite literally nothing better I can think of than a peener. Than a peener and a male physique. If we find something that's worth, money, maybe. Maybe we could chase money instead. Or the love of friends. Solid friendship. A loving relationship with your family. Those are things that could outweigh my inherent and primal fiending for peener. Okay. Yeah, that would be mine. Okay, third circle of hell. The great worm, Cerberus, guards the gluttons, forced to lie in a vile slush produced by ceaseless, foul, icy rain. This symbolizes the garbage that the gluttons made of their life on earth, slavering over food. Slavering? You just made that word up. Slaver. Oh, not that. Slaver? Let saliva run from the mouth? This is a real word? Slaver. Slavering. To show excessive desire. Let saliva run from the mouth. You learn something new every day. Slavering. Fourth circle. Those whose concern for material goods deviated from the desired mean are punished in this circle. What did that actually just say? Hold on. What did that actually just say? I'm about to have a freak out. What did that sentence say? I have no fucking clue. If you held a gun to my head and asked me what did that sentence just say, I would be dead. I would have died. Who else was scared? Those whose concern for material goods deviated from the desired mean. What does that mean? What does desired mean? Deviated from the desired mean are punished in this circle. They include the avaricious or miserly who hoarded possessions and the prodigal who squandered them. These words are blowing my freaking mind. These words are blowing my freaking mind. What do these words mean? I'm literally about to lose it. This is too smart. Oh my God. What does that mean? Slobbering. Slavering. Sorry. Damn. There is nothing better than ice water.
Self.
Okay, let's try this one more time. They include the avaricious or miserly who hoarded possessions and the prodigal who squandered them. What do you mean by that? Each group pushes a great weight against the heavy weight of the other group. After the weights crash together, the process starts over again. They're just playing Disney Channel games back and forth. They're playing a game of fucking pull the flag. What's that flag? What's that game where they pull the rope with the flag and fall in the mud? Tug of war? How did I forget what tug of war is, dude? What is going on? I feel like I'm having a stroke. Oh my God, I need to make Kylo Ren and Mando kiss. And they were boys. And they both wanted me. Holy fuck. I need to go back to sleep token. It's been 100 minutes. It's been 100 million minutes. Okay. Those who consider fake material gets deviated from the desire mean are punished in the circle. They include the avaricious and miserly who hoarded possessions and the prodigal who squandered them. What the fuck? We're moving on. Fifth circle. Oh, they had to play Disney Channel games. That's right. They had to play Tug of War. Okay, fifth circle of hell. In the swamp-like water of the River Styx, the wrathful fight each other on the surface, and the sullen or slothful lie gurgling beneath the water. Okay, that slays. That one I get. That one I can like see. It's kind of like it. Yeah, I see it. The sixth circle. Heretics are trapped in flaming tombs. Damn. Heretic. A person believing in or practicing religious heresy. Heresy. Belief or opinion contrary to orthodox religious doctrines. Damn. Been there. Where are my heretics at? Heretic Nation. If I was alive when Martin Luther was alive, not MLK, Martin Luther from 1215, I would have been nailed to the church door upside down naked. They would have nailed my horny ass to the church door. I can tell you that fucking much. Martin Luther. Damn. Oh. So 1483 is what I meant by that. Who did the 12, the theses, 95 theses? 95 theses. Martin Luther. The 95 theses were in 1517? What the fuck? Am I thinking of the fucking Magna Carta? Magna Carta signed. 1215. Whoa, that was crazy. Ew, that was weird. Those were such specific dates and things to memorize and also get wrong. I'm gonna start going to straight bars and just talk about this shit. So, thoughts on the Magna Carta signed 1215? And did you know that the Magna Carta was different? Who wrote the Magna Carta? John. Oh, John. How could I forget? Just John. Johnny, you're such a trickster. John was king of England from 1199 until his death. That's not a real year. He lost the duchy. He lost the duchy of Normandy and most of his other, the duchy, resulting in the collapse of the Angevin Empire and contributing to the subsequent growth and power of the French Capetian dynasty. I have not heard these terms since I was 14 years old. And also, guess what, John? Don't care. Oh, John, King of England? Sucks. Oh, Oh, you're John from England? Okay. Heretics are trapped in flaming tomes. I wonder why. Why were heretics trapped in flames? Dante. Since these souls did not follow the path toward eternal life, they are entombed forever. The more severe the person's heresy, the hotter the flames. Period. Okay. The seventh circle of hell. This circle houses the violent. Outer ring housing the violent against people and property who are immersed in phlegathon. They call me phlegathon. Stupid. That's fucking stupid. Don't laugh at that. Phlegathon, a river of boiling blood? Metal. That's hard. To a level commensurate with their sins. In the middle ring, there are suicides who are transformed into gnarled, thorny bushes and trees. They are torn at by the harpies. Now, what is a harpy? The other residents of this ring are the profligates who destroyed their lives by destroying the means by which life is sustained, i.e. money and property. They are perpetually chased by ferocious dogs through the thorny undergrowth. Profligate. What the fuck is a profligate? Completely given up to dissipation and licentiousness? Shamelessly immoral. Oh, that kind of slays. Profligate? Shamelessly immoral. Licentiousness. A throwing off of sexual restraint. Lewd character or behavior. The Hays Code. Ooh, this is a little film history. The Hays Code tried to stamp out all lust and licentiousness in American film. Wanton disregard or transgression of laws, rules, or moral norms. Freedom entails responsibilities, or else it degenerates into licentiousness. That is crazy. If you went up to any redneck on the street in the South and said, spell licentiousness for me, they'd have a stroke and die. Licentiousness pronounce. Licentiousness.
Licentiousness.
Lie. That's what I fucking said.
Licentiousness.
Licentiousness. Okay. The trees are a metaphor. In life, the only way of the relief of suffering was through pain. And in hell, the only form of relief of the suffering is through pain. Breaking of the limbs to bleed? Inner ring. Okay. The violent against God. The blasphemers. Here we go. Distant cousins to the heretics, the violent against nature, sodomites? Oh, they weren't fucking in the butt that back then. The violent, oh, you know, this layer of hell was like, there was a line to get in. It was like, you didn't RSVP? Let me see your ID. The seventh circle of hell is like a gay club that doesn't accept fats or femmes or girls. The seventh circle of hell is like, it ain't out here. Sorry, you're not on the guest list. Just smells like silicone and lip filler. Juvederm. Everyone's leaking Juvederm. The violent against order, the usurers, all reside in a desert of flaming sand with fiery flakes raining from the sky. Flaming sand with fiery flakes raining from the sky. The blasphemers lie on the sand, the usurers sit, and the sodomites wander about in groups. Bathroom gang.
Do you need to pee? No, but I'll go with you. Okay.
Eighth circle. All right, guys. Eighth circle of hell. We're almost there. The fraudulent. These guilty of deliberate, knowing evil are located in a circle named Mlelblolge. Mlelblolge, called evil pockets. They're divided into 10 bulgy or ditches of stone with bridges spanning the ditches. What are all these names he's making up? Mlelblolge, Bolgi, Blogia. Jesus Christ. Blogia 1. Pimps and seducers march in separate lines in opposite directions, whipped by demons. Just as they misled others in life, they're driven to march by demons for all eternity. He could have gotten a little more creative with these punishments, you know? Bulgia 2. Flatterers are steeped in human excrement. They got a dookie bath. This is because their flatteries on Earth were nothing but a load of excrement. Damn, they were still saying sack of shit back in 1517. You're a shitbag. This is because their flatteries on Earth were nothing but a load of excrement. That is funny. Full of shit. Damn, 1500 years ago, we were still saying people are full of shit. That is so funny. I love language and words and like learning stuff. And I like learn about stuff. And I see it on the TLC. And, so, and I watch this Netflix documentary on it. And so I learned a lot about it. Yeah, I was reading this article the other day. You watched a TikTok.
One meal kit.
Bulgia 3, those who commit simony are placed head first in holes in the rock with flames burning on the soles of their feet. Jesus, fuck. Bulgia 4, sorcerers and false prophets have their heads twisted around on their bodies backward. In addition, they cry so many tears that they cannot see. This is symbolic because these people tried to see into the future by forbidden means and possibly retribution for the delusions they concocted that probably led their followers to their own perils. Thus, in hell, they can only see what is behind them and cannot see forward. Jesus Christ. 5, corrupt politicians are immersed in a lake of boiling pitch, which represents the sticky fingers and dark secrets of the corrupt deals. Damn, this keeps going. Okay, here's the 9th circle of hell. Traitors, distinguished from the merely fraudulent on that their acts involve betraying one in a special relationship to the betrayer, are frozen in a lake of ice known as Cocytus. Each group of traitors is encased in ice to a different depth, ranging from only the waist down to complete immersion. The circle, this is the 9th circle of hell. They're frozen. Predictable. Boring. Sloppy. Yawn. Yawning. Satan. Okay, here we get to the main attraction. Satan is trapped in the frozen central zone in the 9th circle of hell. Condemned to the very center of hell for committing the ultimate sin, treachery against God, is Satan, who has 3 faces, 1 red, 1 black, and 1 pale yellow, each having a mouth that chews on a prominent traitor. Satan himself is represented as a giant, terrifying beast, weeping tears from his 6 eyes, which mix with the traitor's blood sickeningly. He is waist deep in ice and beats his 6 wings as if trying to escape, but the icy wind that emanates only further ensures his imprisonment. The sinners in the mouths of Satan are Brutus and Cassius. From freaking Julius Caesar, bro? Okay, that's from a fake story, bro. Brutus and Cassius Bible. What? Girl, they weren't in the Bible. Oh, wait. Are they making like a literature reference? Like, who would go to the Circle of Hell, not who Dante said? That would make more sense. Oh, here we go. The sinners in the mouth. Oh, what is this for? The sinners in the mouths of Satan are Brutus and Cassius in the left and right mouths, respectively. They were involved in the assassination of Julius Caesar, an act which, to Dante, represented the destruction of a unified Italy. Judas is being administered the most horrifying torture of the 3 traitors, his head in the mouth of Lucifer and his back being forever skinned by the claws of Lucifer. What is seen here is a perverted trinity. Satan is impotent, ignorant, and evil, while God can be attributed as the opposite, all-powerful, all-knowing, and all-good. That is tea. That's from the Wikipedia for the Divine Comedy. What the fuck? Okay, I don't want to go to hell. That sounds like it sucks. Me in middle school, when the pastor said, if you're not certain that if you died tonight, you'd go to heaven, put your hand in the air. And I said, I don't want to go to hell. That sounds like it fucking sucks. Anyway, okay, back to Sleep Token. No, back to Hozier. Hozier's album is based on Dante's Different Layers of Hell. And on the cover art, album art he's released thus far, there are individual pictures that represent each layer. I love a concept album, bitch. Oh, you bitch. I love a concept album. El Mal Querer by Rosalía. Preacher's Daughter by Ethel Cain. I'll eat that shit up every time. Tell me a story, bitch. Tell me a story about religion. Ooh. Oh, it makes my peener get all hard. Uh-oh, hard peener alert. Okay, so I don't know if Take Me Back to Sleep Token, dude. I'm not done. We've been talking for 45 minutes. You think I'm done? I'm not. So sit back down. We're not done. Sit down. I'm not sure if Take Me Back to Eden is a concept album. I'm still in the middle of this album. Like, I'm having fun with it. I haven't fully delved in headfirst into the academic side of this album, even though, trust me, I will get there. I'm in the process. Right now, I'm really just like trying to get over the fact that it's metal, because sometimes it feels like they ruin a perfectly good song by adding metal at the very end. So I'm just like, come on, guys. Ascensionism, such a good song, then at the end you put freaking metal. But I'm trying to get into it because that was Vessel's artistic choice, and I love it because that's my baby's father. That is my baby's father. The third one in a row, the third week in a row. That's my baby's father. I have so many Sleep Token edits saved on my TikTok, dude. I like, and he's so good live. Like, I just, I want, okay. They're playing at the House of Blues in Anaheim, like a small band. Like, they're a small band in the grand scheme of things, still kind of underground. Resale tickets are going for $500. You bitches need to be locked in the ninth circle of hell. I want fucking scalpers. I want you and the people who buy concert tickets and sell them for a price. You're going to fucking hell. Hell is hot. And guess what? The ninth circle, Satan's down there, clawing and sucking and licking on bitches. You're going to be there. Buy a $25 concert ticket and sell it for $500. You're burning in hell. Like, stripping people of their right to see live music should be the classist games to try to get into a concert at the House of Blues, dude. A drink at the bar costs more than a ticket in an ideal world. Oh, I'm so mad. Anyway, I'm getting into the album. And so far, here are my favorite songs, okay? Some of them are from Take Me Back to Eden. Some of them are just general Sleep Token songs. Currently, Rain is my favorite song. From the beginning, when it's just like acoustic piano and he's kind of singing live and nothing. And when he sings, he has like kind of an underbite. Nothing. Oh, I need him. Oh, wow. Just got a little lightheaded. Rain is so good. And at the end, it's, whoa, rain down on me. You have to listen to it. Listen to that one first. Chokehold is so good. Get into Chokehold. Next, Take Me Back to Eden. This was the first one where I was like, okay, I'll give this a try. And I clicked on the title, of course, because it interests me. And sorry, I feel my whole body pulsing. I don't know why I took an edible. Okay, next. Okay, Take Me Back to Eden is so good. But at the very end, it gets so, it's a 7-minute song. And the first 5 minutes are like, it's the perfect song. And then it's just screamo at the end, and I literally skip it. Like I skip it. I'm still trying to fall in love with it. I'm trying to get into it. Don't judge me yet. Okay, the next one. Alkaline. When he does Alkaline live, horny. Horny and drooling. Okay? Next, Do You Wish That You Loved Me? His lyrics make me want to, like, they're so sad. Because, of course, if they're emo. I get it. Do You Wish That You Loved Me is so sad. I'm so into it. I'm so in love with him. He is one of those. There's that scene from Confessions of a Teenage Drama Queen where she meets her, like, rock star guy. And she's like, when you were writing da-da-da, like, where were you in your life? Like, how traumatizing was that? Like, really trying to connect with him about his art. And he's just, like, a drunk. Or he's just like an addict, and then he's like, he's up. I remember darling, or however he talked to her. I feel like that's how I feel, like pre-meeting him is how I feel about Vessel. I'm like, he's so, okay, what were you going through in your life when you wrote The Summoning? I love him. Then you need to listen to Granite. And then you need to listen to Are You Really Okay? That's another emo one. I'll cry my fucking heart out. And then The Summoning is the one from TikTok, which sucks if they're going to become known as a TikTok band, because The Summoning went kind of viral. People use it on like sexy, horny edits. It's that song that, oh, and my love, did I mistake you for a sign from God? That song, hot, hot. Sexy, hot. Okay, and then the next song is The Apparition. Get into that one. And then the last one is Ascensionism. Ascensionism is such a good song. Sleep Token is as close to heavy metal as I'm ever going to get. I need to see them so bad. I need him. I have that swelling feeling in my chest and my stomach because I need him so bad. I will never be as attracted to another man as I am to him right now. And I don't even know what he looks like. And that's kind of the premise of this podcast. Also, low-key, he kind of sounds like Ansel Elgort. Do y'all remember him? He got canceled, huh, for doing something. He was, like, inappropriate with somebody. Never trust a white man. White men will always disappoint you. Don't I know it. Believe you me, I have been disappointed by white men. All right, guys, I think that'll just about do it for me today. My camera shat the bed again. Don't really know what happened there. But I love you guys, and thanks for tuning in. I make new YouTube videos every week. If you don't subscribe to my YouTube channel, please head on over there. We'd love to have you. We'll put a cuppa on. We'll put a kettle on, and we'll have a cuppa. Episodes of the Broski Report come out every Tuesday, anywhere you get your podcast. And my celebrity talk show, Royal Court, is on my YouTube channel. First Orville Peck episode is out, with the guest being naturally Orville Peck. I love you guys very, very much. Go listen to Sleep Token and comment. And before you bitches are like, oh, you need to get into Bad Omens and the band Ghost. No, I don't. One step at a time. One Step at a Time by Jordan Sparks. All right, don't rush me into anything. I will get there eventually. You have to give me my time. Sleep Token is taking up every last moment of my free time and spare thinking. I have not had an original thought in days. I haven't slept well in days. All I do, I wake up, think about Sleep Token, go to sleep, think about Sleep Token. All right. Love you guys. We'll see ya. Bye-bye.